Dum, bum, 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 bum.
Your drive home starts now with Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little,
followed by Hamish and Andy.
This is Carrie and Tommy
live in LA.
That's right, we are coming to you live from LA. Good afternoon, or is it evening where you are, Carrie Bickmore?
I have no idea what time of day it is. One, because I went to bed so late, and two, because we're on the other side of the world and my body's still stuck in Australia.
Yeah, I know. I'm feeling a little bit shady. I've eaten nothing but Pringles all day.
That's a good healthy diet. Because we had a team dinner last night. Well, yes. It started as a team dinner.
Yeah.
It became a big party. Yeah.
Yes, it did. And I've got to bring up something because this is about last night. Mm. And I've looked at our sheet for our show.
Oh, you looked at some of the things we're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. What have you got issue with?
Well, it says, are you a Tommy? Mm. And then in brackets, annoying.
Yeah. You know exactly what that's about. You were there.
Are you a Tommy? And then in brackets, life of the party.
Well, how about we explain and then we'll let people decide whether you're the life of the party or whether you're just bloody annoying.
They can call now because they know.
We're going to talk about that next.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Now, this is a bit of a problem because clearly there's been a mistake on the sheet that I'm holding in my hands, right? Because what does it say?
It says, are you a Tommy, in brackets, annoying mates segment.
Yeah, this is... Firstly, it's hurtful. Unless that's just a typo and it's meant to say life of the party in brackets.
No.
What it's meant to say?
No, because you weren't the life of the party.
No, I think
you
it was
were
the life
just
of the party.
Really annoying. We went out last night.
I'll ask Caitlin. Caitlin, nod if I. She's looked away.
Yeah, she's looked away. She doesn't make eye contact because she's scared if she makes eye contact, you might face palm her with your hand, which is what you did for 5 hours last night. Okay, so here we go. We go out for dinner. It's all going really nicely. Everyone's just had a little champagne. It's all going well. And then Tommy says that when he was in Mexico last week, you've had quite the trip, Mexico and then LA, that you were out with the people that had organised the function.
The
legends that had organised the conference that you were emceeing in Mexico. And you said that you got told off by one of them because you were going around using the palm of your hand to make contact with people's foreheads, smacking them in the face, laughing, and that all the girls had thought it was funny. And then you did it to one of the guys and he said, mate, don't ever freaking do that to me ever again. So last night you're telling us that story and we're like, oh, yeah, funny, funny. There's and he goes, it's funny though, isn't it? We were like, well, not really.
Here's the thing. There's no way to say it to make it sound good. So I'm aware that it sounds really bad, but it's just when people are a bit flat and you need to get them up and about.
What, you just take their head out with your forehand?
Because then usually they react like that and then suddenly there's a bit of fire in the room.
Okay, so then what happened?
Exciting.
Was just talking about it got you back in the mood and you were like, oh, I'm going to do this again. And so you spent the next 5 hours face palming.
Being the life of the
party.
I don't
know why every time I say it too, I need to do it.
So you're hitting your health now. That's how fun it is.
All I can think of is the emoji, the face palm emoji.
That's exactly what it
is. That's what you were doing to everybody.
Yeah.
And it was kind of tolerable when it was just us. But then we got kicked out because you went and did it to some random person. And it stopped being fun. And then what made the night even more annoying was we had to start apologising on your behalf. Oh, sorry. You know, he's just been doing that. He thinks it's funny. It's not funny. We know it's not funny. Please don't kick us all out. Just kick him out because he is the annoying friend.
Oh, that's where the friends are. Please don't. Just kick us all out. Just kick him out.
Yes, because you're the annoying friend.
No wonder I was face palming.
Everybody
you're not a good friend.
Has an annoying friend that when you go out, it's like my partner Chris, right, has this friend.
Only when people are down.
No, it's not when people. No, we were having a great night. We didn't need the tap.
You were after the tap.
So Chris has this friend, right, who he's like a gentle giant. Mm. He's a huge, like really tall, broad guy, but he's such a lovely guy, right? But when he goes out and gets drunk, like you, he gets a bit up and about.
Yeah.
And they were, one year, they were coming out of the grand final, standing outside the arena, the MCG, and he was so excited, he ran up and jumped on Chris's back, and he's like four times Chris's size, and broke Chris's leg. They didn't know about it. They went out partying, and it wasn't until the next morning Chris woke up and his leg was out like the size of a house, and then he went to hospital, snapped it in two parts.
Well, that's completely different to what I do, although I do get touchy as well. I jump on people as well.
You get really touchy.
And I pick people up on the dance floor, over my head.
You did do that. See, and this is what I'm talking about. There's always one. There's one, always one annoying mate. No, this is where we differ. Annoying mate is not the life of the party. Okay? It's annoying for everybody else. I want to hear 131060. I want you to call if you are that annoying mate, hashtag life of the party.
Would you like to be face palmed? Because we can arrange that as well.
Or if you have that mate, and every time you go out, you end up apologising for them all night long.
Yeah, essentially, are you a Tommy? We'll take your calls next.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie Bickmore and the life of the party Little.
We're asking, are you a Tommy? Because we went out last night and Tommy became exceptionally annoying and started face palming everyone he came across as
a
joke. I
get that it sounds
just
bad.
Just to spice things up.
You just get people up and about.
No, it doesn't get people up and about. It gets people down and annoying.
Until the next face palm and then they're back up and about.
We've got Sarah on the line from Sydney. Sarah, are you the Tommy or have you got a Tommy in your friendship group?
I had just realised I am the Tommy in my group.
Oh, Sarah, that just means congratulations, firstly. You're the life of the party. What do you do that's particularly awesome?
Well, awesome, I say it's loving. I am very, very physically affectionate. Clingy, basically, when I drink. So I just latch on, just don't let go.
In a sleazy way? Or is it just your mates you like to touch
on?
No,
just my mates.
Yeah, I'm a bit the same.
So,
to
what, you link arms and just kind of go everywhere they go?
Just cuddle them, hold them.
Oh, well,
I let them go.
Well, I'd be perfect for you because you could hold me while I face palm you.
Thanks, Sarah. We got Jeremy in Perth. Jeremy, are you a Tommy?
Yeah, I'm the Tommy. out on the town, I'll have an opinion that I don't actually have. So I'll have a debate with someone, but I don't actually believe anything I'm saying.
Yeah.
But you become really, like,
passionate.
Yeah.
Especially if I know that they're biting or if they're getting more passionate than I am, so I just sort of string them along a bit.
What's your go-to topics?
Well, really anything, especially if I've watched something on YouTube that week or something. But what I remember was Donald Trump. Obviously, he's a bit of a nuffy, and I've taken the side of, yeah, he's a good guy.
Yeah. There's nothing that gets people fired up like taking that side.
That would be quite an interesting argument, though. That would be fun for you.
Yeah.
That's when you would be fun. Do you reckon Trump's a Tommy?
I reckon he'd be really fun.
Do you think?
He'd be one of those guys who, if you were outside his inner circle, he'd be the most horrible human. But if you were in his inner sanctum, I reckon he'd be the guy that shouts all his mates.
Mate, he's firing his inner sanctum left, right and centre.
No, that's his work team.
Yeah, but that's all he has, isn't it? What's his inner sanctum?
His mates.
Does he have mates? He doesn't look like a mate that has mates.
Yeah, that's said. I wouldn't want to be. Hey, let's go to Jamila. Jamila, are you the life of the party?
Yes, I am I'm the Tommy of the party.
Congratulations.
You sound like a Tommy. You do sound
you
up and about.
Fun.
Yeah.
You sound like someone's just face-palmed you when you're up and about.
I do like to, after a couple of drinks, I have an alter ego that comes out. Her name is Adrienne. She's from France.
Amazing.
And how is your French?
It's not very good, but she likes to ride bicycles and eat baguettes and croissants.
You are right. It is not very good.
Does she come in and out with Jamila, or does she just then stay for the night?
No, Adrienne, she comes and she likes to be center of attention and have everybody look at her. Je m'appelle Adrienne.
It's like Beyonce with her alter. What's her alter ego? You know, Beyonce's got
something fierce.
Sasha Fierce. Hey, oh,
You know what we should do?
What?
These people all sound fun. We should have a party where we get all these
people. All the Tommies come to the party.
All the jerks at the party and we lock us in a room just watch it erupt.
You just face palm.
I've started warming up my wrists.
Jeremy is. Yeah. He tells you why Trump's amazing.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
While you were running around face palming people on a big night out last night, I was falling down holes.
Yeah, you're good at that. You had a stack.
I had a stack of epic proportions.
Yeah.
I would like to point out my recovery was exceptional. So much so that it wasn't until today that I realised the damage I'd done during that stack.
It's quite a gash.
So I was waiting outside. We went to a nightclub and I was waiting outside for you. I don't know. You were inside. I don't know what you were doing.
Don't
what?
Say. I was just inside hanging out.
You were dancing or something.
Yes, good.
Yeah. I don't know why you're being weird. Anyway, you're allowed to be in a nightclub having fun, mate. Your mum's not listening. Or the girl you like, which is what you're worried about. He was very well behaved, okay? I promise. Anyway, I was waiting outside for him. It was taking forever. So I leant against a tree, right?
Yes.
And I had these wedges on and the wedges weren't particularly stable, okay? And the tree wasn't particularly stable. In fact, I think both of those things were quite stable. It was me that was unstable. And as I went to walk away from the tree, I didn't realise around the base of the tree was a huge hole, a grate. And I stacked it and I scraped the front of my leg. I've got a massive gash and bruise down the front of my leg. I've now got those little stitch, what do you call them?
Butterfly clips.
Stitches, trying to get it to, like, I don't know, heal back together.
Yeah, Carrie Stackmore is back.
Oh, Stackmore. Do you know what? The last time I fell down, I was wearing wedges as well.
Yes, we've got the audio of when that happened on the project.
Carrie, after Ashley and Tomix wins yesterday. This is gone.
So we've established that I should not wear wedges, for starters.
You and Jennifer Lawrence have to be amongst two of the most beautiful, clumsiest people. Because the wedges are bad, but the legs aren't great at just staying upright either.
No, I do fall over a lot. I think it's because they're kind of a bit long and I'm a bit like gangly or something. I don't know. It's weird.
You know what I loved? I loved when I heard you were FaceTiming Ollie.
This morning. Yes.
And you told him about the leg and I just heard his voice go, "Mom, I feel like whenever you go overseas, something goes wrong."
And that's what I've worked out. I'm a disaster on holidays. Remember I came back from Japan recently? I burst my eardrum. I was sick the whole time. Yeah. Then when I went to South Korea. I've never been to South Korea. South Africa.
Yes.
And I got the runs, remember? And I was out on a safari.
Mate, remember, I can't forget the visual image that you painted of that.
It was coming out both ends.
Yeah, all right.
And
not
I
again.
Had to
we don't
be,
need it again. Okay.
Make sure the lions didn't attack me while I was behind a tree.
Imagine if that's when a lion takes you. Well, she died doing what she loves.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Hi, I'm Rosie Waterland. I had a pretty full-on life growing up. It was a full-on world living with mentally ill, drug and alcohol addicted parents, constantly moving, sometimes to good places, sometimes not. There were very crazy times, hard times and funny times too. I even wrote a book about it, my memoir, The Anti-Cool Girl. It's been a few years since the book came out and now my mum is sober. She's finally read the book and she has some thoughts about it. The first is that most of my memoir is a lie. Now is our time to talk it out, and we're doing it in a podcast. Mum says my memoir is a lie. Listen at podcastone.com.au or download the Podcast One app.
And I think we can all agree that one of the biggest tunes going around at the moment is Fierce.
Oh, Calvin Harris, Katy Perry. I love it.
So good, right?
It was a dance floor hit last night.
And I have a particular favourite bit of that song. And I was going around last night always singing my favourite bit, which is wake up and go shopping. And then... Then I noticed today, I thought, I'll scan through and I'll listen to my favourite bit again.
Yeah.
And so I got onto Spotify and I listened. And you know how the lyrics come up?
Oh, they now show you the lyrics.
Yes.
Awesome. It's like karaoke.
Yeah. And you know how many times I sung the lyric, wake up and go shopping.
Yeah, you sang it a lot last night.
Wake up and go shopping.
It was like that. Was between that and the face palm, it was quite a fun night.
Wake up and go shopping. Gosh, I'm fun. That's not the lyrics.
Well, what are the lyrics? What?
I'm your window shopper.
Oh, yours is so much better.
Are they better?
Wake up and go shopping.
Yeah.
I'm your window shopper.
Here it is again.
Nah. Oh, Calvin. Pharrell?
Yeah, get Pharrell on the phone. Somebody get Pharrell on the phone. He's got to change the lyrics.
That's how I thought. You know the song, skinny, bop, 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 she's my lady. Or
Poison?
Poison. Yes. I always thought it was, oh, skinny, bop, 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 bop.
It's not.
Unskinny, and that's the name of the song.
I've got it here.
We wouldn't have. Do we have that?
Is that the
Yours
one?
Is better again.
Did you? And it says, just blows me away. I thought it was, she's my lady. Anyway, whatever. The point is, We're getting the lyrics wrong.
Yeah, I wanted to do this.
Yeah.
You're so dumb.
I dyed my hair from blonde to brunette because I thought that I would be smarter.
I read up to the third Harry Potter book thinking Hermione's name was Hermione.
Carrie and Tommy's, how dumb are you?
And, of course, it doesn't just have to be song lyrics because you also had a purr today.
Oh, my Bloody Mary.
Yeah, when I said, oh, should I have a Bloody Mary? And
for 36 years, I've been watching people have Bloody Marys the night after a big night out, thinking they were having orange juice and tomato juice together in a drink, and somehow that cured your hangover.
Yeah.
And I only discovered that it's orange juice, tomato juice and vodka, and the vodka's a bit of the alcohol.
Mate, there's no orange juice in a Bloody Mary. No.
So what's in the Bloody Mary?
It's tomato juice.
Okay, whatever. Tomato juice, but it's got vodka in it.
Yes, it's alcoholic. You said to me, is a Bloody Mary alcoholic? And I just looked at you like I'd seen a strange creature for the first time. I'm like, how do you not know?
There's so much stuff I don't know.
And a Virgin Mary is one without alcohol.
Oh, yeah. There we go.
See, how dumb are you? We can celebrate these moments.
We can.
Give us a call 13 10 60 and just tell us, how dumb are you?
We'll take your calls right after this.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
One of my favourite songs at the moment is Fields, and so I was walking around all last night singing the lyrics. Wake up and go shopping, and I found out that's not the lyrics.
No,
and so we
they
thought,
should be though.
I completely agree. We thought we'd celebrate these daft little moments and do this.
You're so dumb.
I dyed my hair from blonde to brunette because I thought that I would be smarter.
I read up to the third Harry Potter book thinking Hermione's name was Hermione.
Carrie and Tommy's, how dumb are you?
Daniel from the Goldie, kick us off. How dumb are you, bro?
Hey, guys. I'm so dumb. I thought fajitas was pronounced fajitas.
I reckon that's undone a lot of people.
Like guacamole.
Someone corrected me and said, you know, that's it's not fajitas, it's fajitas. And I said, no, it's not my fault. I don't speak French.
Oh, the old backup.
And then apparently in Spanish. So.
The old multi-stack. What do you mean apparently in Spanish?
I was going to say it was Mexican.
Mexican? Yeah, yes. Which is Spanish.
Mexican.
Is
oh,
it?
Gosh.
What?
We are struggling.
Hey, mate, how dumb are you?
I know.
If you started, you know, no.
Well, Caitlin. It's Caitlin,
be fitting with the segment.
Our producer, Jalapenos. She's
jalapenos.
Mad for a bit of jalapenos. Jalapenos on your face.
Jalapenos.
Jalapenos.
Oh, jalapenos. Joes, hey,
yeah.
Vanessa from Melbourne, how dumb are you? Too dumb to answer.
Vanessa.
Oh, hello.
I can't use a phone.
Sorry, guys.
No, you're well. Right, Ness. What, how dumb are you? What happened?
Oh, guys, I'm pretty dumb. When I was, like, younger, I tried to save a bee on my school bus. So what I did was I tried to catch it with my bare hands. Oh. Got stung by the bee. And then as soon as I didn't even realise that as soon as a bee stings you, it dies.
Oh, yeah. So you've basically just... Firstly, it could be courageous. I think it's quite brave just trying to catch a bee with your bare hands.
I was always scared of bees when I was little because of my girl.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So when I was growing up, I was like, nah, bees, nah. Not gone anywhere near them. I know there's a bit of a downer for the segment, but it just reminded me of school buses and bees and being young. Oh, the good old days.
Oh, wow. You have really driven this into... Anyway, let's move on. Joanna, I'm really sorry that you have to do this, but Carrie has really brought the mood down and it's up to you to pick it back up.
Okay.
Stop talking about it. Joanna, how dumb are you?
I am so dumb. I thought the term pre-Madonna referred to everything before Madonna was famous.
I mean, Joanna.
Madonna. Oh, my God, that is the best thing I've ever heard.
I don't say this often, but I think I love you.
Madonna.
That's so great.
I think she's the winner of our How Dumb Are You? We've been playing this for like 9 months now. That is the best How Dumb I've ever heard.
Before Christ,
and I only
after
figured it out when I saw it written down, and I was like, mind blown. Yeah.
And because Madonna's about 1,000 years old as well, so anything pre-Madonna is ancient.
Soon we'll be heading into post-Madonna. Oh, that's a bit dark.
Mate, can you go one segment without mentioning death?
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Guys, that is us done.
All I've got in my head now is wake up and go shopping.
It's really annoying.
Hey, Buzz, has Pharrell called back?
No, he hasn't called us yet. 13 10 60 though, Pharrell, if you are listening.
Yeah.
I feel like that line is what...
Oh, wow. How's talking going for you? Lucky the show's over because the wheels have fallen off. See you guys.
The Carrie and Tommy catch-up is ready to podcast now on Radio Apple. iTunes.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Carrie Tommy Show.